When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Hello there, buckaroos and cowgirls. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Dude Ranch of Southampton, New York. Well, some of you may be scratching your head after you take off your Stetsons and saying, what is Maslon doing playing Gene Autry on Broadway to Main Street? Well, that song, which sums up the prairies and all the cowpokes and all that stuff better than almost any song can do, was written by that great cowboy songwriter, Cole Porter. And today's episode, Way Out West, is going to look at all those odes to the mountains and the homes and the ranges and the prairies that have been written almost exclusively by Jewish guys from New York. Well, not Cole Porter, but certainly New York songwriters. It is definitely a milieu which proved attractive to Broadway songwriters and Hollywood songwriters and pop songwriters over the years. So we'll take a look at different spins on this particular topic. Yahoo! Girl Crazy in 1930 was the kind of musical that cemented the reputation of George and Ira Gershwin, and we should once again recognize the contribution of the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund to our program today. And it was this kind of typical thing where a guy from New York who needs to settle down goes out west to Arizona, I think it's Custerville, Arizona, and immediately brings his Broadway savvy out there to everybody by the cactuses in Arizona. It was redone I guess in the 80s, and maybe redone again. I think there's a revival in a show called Crazy for You, which is sort of an amalgam of different versions of Girl Crazy. Anyway, here is the first real recording of Girl Crazy from 1952. Studio cast recording presided over by Goddard Lieberson. And we'll hear about those Bronco Busters out in Arizona.
Thank you.
That was Judy Blazer from the Roxbury recording of Girl Crazy, Cactus Time in Arizona. Well, believe it or not, in the 1930s and early 40s, a very popular subgenre in Hollywood was the cowboy songster, the singing cowboy. And it's hard to imagine. What would that be today? The singing, I don't know, super agent, the singing superhero? Show for another time. Anyway, here is one of the great cowpoke songs ever written. Again, written by one of these New York, well, in this case, Savannah guy, Johnny Mercer, but a New York tunesmith who went to Hollywood and wrote a song that will forever be recognized as part of that genre. It's from a movie called Rhythm of the Range, 1937. Johnny Mercer and his good pal, Bing Crosby.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bold and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped to steer, cause I don't know how. Sure ain't a fixin' to start in now. Oh,
yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand and I come down from the Rio Grande. And I learned to ride, 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 for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in the Ford V8. Oh,
yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. And we come to town just to hear the band. We know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go. We learn them all on the radio. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm just an old cowhand.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bing.
Too hot for your Uncle Fudd down from the Rio Grande. Where the west is wild, all around the borderland, where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Injuns run up a rug or two, and the old barrex is just a barbecue, yeah.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
I'm a pioneer who began from scratch. I don't bat an eye in a shooting match. They don't call me Elmer, they call me Satch.
Seem to be happy-go-lucky and gay. I'm not content, but I dream to be happy and lucky someday. I'm free as the wandering breeze. I'm free to wander any place I please. And yet I can't escape from you. I'm as the birds in the trees, I'm even free to sail the seven seas. And yet I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away where we were miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart. And so you see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. And yet I can't escape from you. And yet I can't escape from you.
Wow, what a great song. It's called I Can't Escape From You, also from Rhythm of the Range. That was written by, lyrics by Leo Robin, and music by Richard Whiting. A great, great, it's Carmen McRae. What a lovely song. I'm glad it did not escape from us. Also from a cowboy movie. Well, there's no way you couldn't have poked fun at that sort of genre if you were a Broadway clever person. And the cleverest Broadway person in the 1930s was Larry Hart. Here is a song written by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart from Babes in Arms, plied for us musically by the incomparable Mary Clare Heron, who wrings every smile and joke out of this fabulous number, Way Out West.
In mountain streams I'd paddle, over the Rockies I would trail. I'd hark to the strains of cowboys in the saddle, not very musical but male. I've roamed o'er the range with a herd, where seldom is heard an intelligent word. Get along, little taxi, you can keep the change. I'm riding home to my kitchen range, way out west on West End Avenue. Oh, I love to listen to the wagon wheels that bring the milk that your neighbor steals, way out west on West End Avenue. Keep all your mountains and your lone prairies so pretty. Give me the fountains that go wrong at Rodeo City. I would trade your famous deer and antelope for one tall beer and a cantaloupe, way out west on West End Avenue. Yippee-yi-yay. Climb once more to my lone shack on the 14th floor, way out west on West End Avenue. When the sun's arising over Central Park, I pull the blinds and it's nice and dark, way out west on West End Avenue. Redskins may battle with the tomahawks and axes, I'll join the cattle in the big corral at Saxes. Oh, the wild herd gathers when the moon is full. Not much buffalo, but lots of bull. Way out west. Way out west. Way out west.
Oh, that Mary Clare Heron. Well, we would guess, I suppose, that Richard Rodgers just sort of gave up writing about the West. He never wrote another score that dealt with the West or anything west of the Mississippi. Or, no, I guess we would be wrong. There was a little thing in 1943 he wrote with Oscar Hammerstein called Oklahoma. And we're looking forward to Oklahoma returning to the Broadway stage in a very interesting and provocative revival in early April. But let us go back to the 1979 cast album of Oklahoma, a rendering I like a lot, and learn about what it's like for the farmer and the cowhand out there.
Should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, other likes to chase a cow. That's no reason why they can't be friends. Cowboy folks should stick together. Cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance to the rancher's gals.
Cowboy folks should stick together. Cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance to the rancher's gals.
I'd like to say a word for the farmer.
Well, say it.
He come out west and made a lot of changes.
That's right. He come out west and built a lot of fences.
Hey. And built them right across our cattle ranges.
That's right.
Why don't you dirt scratchers go back to Missouri where you belong?
We got just as much right here.
Yeah. Gentlemen, shut up. The farmer is a good and thrifty citizen.
He's thrifty, all right.
No matter what the comment says or thinks, you seldom see him drinking in a bar.
That's right.
Unless somebody else is buying drinks.
But the farmer and the comment should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the comment should be friends. Common ropes a cow with ease. Farmer steals her butter and cheese. That's no reason why they can't be friends.
Cowboy folks should stick together. Cowboy folks should all be pals. Cowboys dance to the farmer's daughters. Farmers dance to the rancher's girls.
I'd like to say a word for the cowboy.
You would.
The roads he treads is difficult and stony.
That's right.
He rides for days on end with just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry for the pony.
The farmer should be sociable with the cowboy. If he rides by and asks for food and water, don't treat him like a louse. Make him welcome in your house.
But be sure that you lock up your wife and daughter.
Who wants a whole farm woman anyhow?
Break it up, you two old fools. All right, Andrew, sing it. Dum-da-dee-um-dum-dum.
The farmer and the common should be friends.
All right, everybody.
The farmer and the common should be friends.
That's right, sing it.
One man likes to push a plow. The other likes to chase a cow. That's the reason why they can be friends.
And when this territory is a state and joins the union just like all the others, the farmer and the common and the merchant must all hate themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying and learn these words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as good.
I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't just as
couldn't pick a better time to start in life.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna treat you great.
Gonna give you barley,
carrots and potatoes,
pasture for the cattle,
spinach and tomatoes,
flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom,
plenty of air and plenty of room,
plenty of room to swing a rope,
plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we sing, we're only singing, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Well, The Reach of Oklahoma reached all the way over to the Royal National Theatre in London in 1998. Big hit production, and you may recognize Hugh Jackman's voice in the middle there playing Curly, a career-making role for him on stage. And, of course, he's reappearing in, I think, 2020 as Harold Hill in The Music Man on Broadway. But Oklahoma never goes away. We talked about this revival that's going to open in April at Circle in the Square. And from May 4th to May 6th, the redoubtable 92nd Street Y is doing five nights of concerts of Oklahoma at 75, hosted by our good friend Ted Chapin. So definitely in early May, go to the Y and check that out. Well, there was no way that Oklahoma wouldn't have inspired many, what we politely say, homages or takeoffs or references. Here is one from a show called Whoop Up, which I have not much enthusiasm for, although some people do. But here is the one, the only Susan Johnson singing about another state called Montana.
Montana, who needs it? Land where the buffalo roam. One third rock, two thirds dust. You live here 'cause in God you trust. And you don't have the train fare home. Each day is a battle. It makes your brain rattle. It's all right for cattle. But I come from the east. Yes, the civilized east. That's the side toward England. Montana, I've had it. One thing I plainly prove: one third rock, two thirds dust. You live here only if you must. Like you're so sick you can't be moved. I'll go home to Pittsburgh, dear dirty, dull Pittsburgh, 'cause Pittsburgh is one burg where there seldom is heard a discouraging word, and my mother lives there. Deport me, Montana, exile this suffering soul. One third rock, two thirds dust, which adds up to three thirds, I trust, and three thirds make one hell hole. Montana.
Well, clearly Montana is no Oklahoma, but certainly part of our musical theater repertory today on Broadway to Main Street. I am your host, Larry Maslon, and today we're going way out west to see what those Broadway composers did to celebrate that particular part of these United States. Well, of course, Oklahoma was the last musical about the West that Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein were involved with. What? No, of course that's not true. They were the producers of the original Annie Get Your Gun in 1946, written by that other great Western cowpoke, Irving Berlin. Here is from a studio cast recording of that great, great, great score, and I think delectably performed by Doris Day.
Oh, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. And now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one. But my score with the feller is lower than a cellar. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. I'm cool, brave, and daring to see a lion glaring when I'm out with my Remington. But a look from a mister will raise a fever blister. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A man's love is mighty. He'll even buy a nightie for a gal who he thinks is fun. But they don't buy pajamas for pistol-packing mamas. And you can't get a hug from a mug with a slug. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
In In the summer, you're the winter. In the finger, you're the splinter. In the banquet, you're the stew. Say, I could do without you.
In the garden, you're the gopher. In the Levi's, you're the loafer. Like an overturned canoe. Well, I can do without you.
You can go to Philadelphia, take a hack to Hackensack. Hey, I'll never ring a bell for ya or yell for ya to come back.
In the question, you're the why. In the ointment, you're the fly.
Though I know some things are indispensable, like a buck or two. If there's one thing I can do without, I can do without you.
In the barrel, you're a pickle. In the gold mine, you're a nickel. You're the tack inside my shoe. Yep, I can do without you.
In my bosom, you're a dagger. You're a mangy carpet bagger. In the theater, you're the boo. I can do without you.
You got charms, they ain't bewitching me. You've a face no one would think.
I've got the darnest itch of me to be wherever you ain't.
In the bullfrog, you're the crow.
In the forest, poison oak.
Though I know some things are necessary, my half-pint buckaroo. If there's one thing I can do without, I can do without.
You're not him.
You're a fake.
You're a bonehead.
Troublemaker. I can do without you.
Doris Day again in the film Calamity Jane, one of those things that happens in pop culture where you get a big hit like Annie Get Your Gun and someone wants to do something called Calamity Jane, a movie with a score by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster. Let's hear more Howard Keel. He did a movie called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, another score written partially by Johnny Mercer, a New York songwriter.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm a-willing to bet you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm a-staking my claim lest your eyes is crossed. Oh, I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school if in you would say I do. Bless your beautiful hide, prepare to bend your knee, and take that vow, cause I'm a-tellin' you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, but not too slim, bossy and bold, but not too old, simple and sweet, or sassy as can be. Bless your beautiful hide. Yes, you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide. Yes, you're the gal for me. You're the gal for. You're the gal. You're the gal. Bless your beautiful hide.
Let's go west again. I won't rest again till we're west again. You and I.
young man, go
Well, Irving Berlin went west again. That was a song he wrote for the film version of Annie Get Your Gun, which was originally supposed to star Judy Garland. I think she made it too far into the shooting process, but what a nice song to have, isn't it? The idea of, again, cowboys and music is just too attractive to let go of. In the movie The Pale Face, Livingston and Evans wrote a Titanic song, which I think is just so charming, and though it was recorded by a lot of people, I think it was best performed by the man in The Pale Face, Mr. Bob Hope. Here is Buttons and Bows.
A western ranch is just a branch of nowhere junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery. Oh, east is east and west is west and the wrong un I have chose. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun. But I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounced a buckboard bounce and a cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this here prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to that big town where they love a girl by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows.
Those wide open spaces don't suit me like a roof. I will love you longer, stronger, where the stake ain't on the hook.
Buffet.
Well, that follows my bones denounced. A buckboard bounce and that cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. And another thing. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room and buttons and bows, buttons and bows, buttons and bows, buttons and bows.
Yep, yep, Bob Hope, you're the man for that song. There were more serious songs about Westerns. It was a whole tradition of writing specific songs for serious Western films throughout the 1950s into the 1960s. Here is the most famous. It was written by Dmitri Tiomkin and Ned Washington, won the Oscar, and most importantly, the man who sings it as a pop hit, Frankie Lane. His vocals inspired another great Western song from the world of the movies. But first, let's hear the theme song called Do Not Forsake Me from High Noon.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our way. Day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave. And I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Or to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in High Noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life or his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side. Wait.
Torch to light the way.
outlaws ruled the west, and fear filled the land. A cry went up for a man with guts, take the west in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Barton was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate, he turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
A Frankie Lane doubleheader. It was Frankie Lane who was so important to Mel Brooks when he did Blazing Saddles to have that voice over the soundtrack. I think he claimed that Frankie Lane didn't quite get the joke, but maybe that's what makes it a better joke. Music by John Morris. So Mel Brooks, another guy from Brooklyn, writing songs about the Wild West. I said Johnny Mercer was a New York guy. Well, that's a bit of a stretch. But the composer of this next number was a real New York guy, Harry Warren. He was born in Brooklyn, and he collaborated with Mercer on a beautiful score to a film called The Harvey Girls. And with one of the most wistful, beautiful songs about traveling out west and what it might mean and all the prairies of the soul that it opens up. And I know of no one, once again, who sings this song better than Mary Clear Heron. This is On the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. And I hope you enjoyed our railway ride all the way out west from Broadway to, I don't know if there are any main streets out there, but here's a great song from the Harvey Girls.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that can sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Get the rig. Ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big. In this day and age, girls don't leave home. But if you get a hankering, you wanna roam. My advice to you is run away on the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. But I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across
across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they'd fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. What a thrill, with the wheels a-singing westward ho, right from the day I heard them start. Cross the Kansas plains to New Mexico, I guess I got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka. The Atchison, Topeka.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.